Yo.
Hey Don, I just tried to shoot you an email and it said, I guess that email address doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, Lordy. I was gone for like 4 weeks, 3 weeks in the hospital, and you wouldn't believe what happened here.
Good Lord. Yeah, but I
Good,
was
yes,
trying
good Lord. I got my cars in a body shop, probably a $4,500 job at least. Michael just, he drove me to the hospital. I was desperate to get a ride there to my surgeon, you know?
Yeah.
And then somehow, he said he got a flat tire, he told me. And the car got impounded in San Francisco from San Carlos to San Francisco, the car. And I went and looked at it at the impound yard. I checked it out early at the hospital today. I mean, like 3 or 3 days after my surgery, man. I had to go there with Ron, I mean, my employee, Ramon. And we looked at the car and I go, shit. Suspension pieces are hanging on the ground underneath. The rim is like caved in.
So you nailed something.
He hit something really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. But I was trying to shoot you your credit score. Right now it's 583.
That's not good, is it?
No, not good at all.
How do I fix that?
It looks like I'm looking at it right now.
Is my car loan? Did my car loan report me already?
And who is that with?
Gateway?
Gateway. Let me see. There's a couple things with Grant and Weber.
Okay.
That's medical payment stuff. So,
Yeah.
portfolio
I don't have any
recovery.
questions. You paid them all kinds of money. Anyway, keep going.
Bridgeport Financial. Collection Bureau of. Oh, that's medical.
Oh, what's this? Grace? What is that? What was that first one? That
I'm sorry, the Collection Bureau of A.
the second one. The second one you gave me.
The Grant and Weber.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
It looks like
They're collectors for a.
it's a medical payment data stuff. It
Okay.
looks like. And then you said Midland is your car payment, correct?
No, we have here we got Gateway One, and I think I got Vanguard for the van.
Okay.
One of my vans.
I don't see it reported on here as of yet.
Good deal. They've been nice to me. That's good.
Oh wait. Here we go. Oh, it's okay. It's open, so it's current. Yeah. There's nothing reported on it as of yet.
They sounded really cool, man. They're telling me, Mr. Sponge, we're a good company, man, and we'll take care of you. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then she's going, if you're in trouble, just call them. I go, really?
Did you have you reached out to him?
Nah?
Have
Have
you
I
given
shot
him
them?
a call? Let him know what's going on with that stuff. Or you got current with them, right?
Yeah, I got current. I gave him a big chunk. I had money in the bank.
Okay.
We just did a big job on Thursday yesterday, finished it up, and unfortunately it was over what, $3,200, and it was on a credit card, American Express. It takes like 2 to 3 days to hit me.
Gotcha. It looks like the
And we're getting
majority of your stuff here is smaller stuff, and it's medical related.
I know those guys are asking me for those $10, $15 things, man,
Exactly. That's what
and
I
they
keep seeing
report you,
here.
man,
Yeah, I keep
and they fucking
seeing
report you. I mean, I'm out.
like
Yeah, you
$32,
get like,
$31. It's really small amounts. I think that would if you paid all
it's
that crap
ridiculous.
off. And it looks like
Huh?
it's probably totaling with these little charges on here, maybe like 500, $600 for that medical stuff. And I think that would change things drastically if you're able to pay that off as far as your credit score is concerned.
If I call him, maybe I can just give him a flat out, hell, I'll give you $500 to clean it up.
It's worth a shot. I mean, that would really clean things up because there's a
Right,
bunch
this is
of
Sequoia Medical, right?
it's called Grant and Weber, I guess, is the medical payment data is the original or the original creditor was medical payment data.
Had a payment going on, and Grant Weber's medical, and they're just like, why they hire these guys for $30? And do doctors really care about the $30?
Apparently, yeah, because they're again, yeah, it's showing a bunch of smaller charges on there, and those things are adding up, and it's greatly affecting your
I've been in the
score.
hospital a lot. I've been in the hospital like St. Mary's for two operations besides, 20%.
So those are just like co-pays, or were those just like co-pays that they're charging you for, or things
Yeah, I
being?
don't get a secondary. I get an ERP card in my pocket. I guess I should call them up,
Yeah. So I think that if you were to clear up the majority of this looks like medical debt. If you were to clear that up, I think that would really, really help out your credit score.
Because all the good stuff, the house is current, everything's good, you know?
All I see on here is this medical debt, and it's a really small amount as well.
Yeah, the problem is that Tiffany says she swears we're double paying. You know, I think they send the same bill another month.
But unfortunately they're reporting that you're not paying, and that's the issue, you know?
Yeah, I gotta just, see my kind of a deal.
So,
and, hopefully it'll go for us. I see what I got EMX right here, man,
Right. But I would reach out to Grant Weber, see if they can, do some kind of settlement with you. And I think that would be a good road to get back on to start fixing your credit.
So if they put down paid, then they'll move it up, right?
Yeah, it might take a while to get off the report itself, but, the fact you're making the effort. So basically the fact that you're making the effort to have this stuff removed off your credit, it might take a little bit of time. Yeah, but you need to get it off, yeah.
My roommate's coming in, too. Tiffany's very smart, so...
Hey, is there another email address? Like, I could is there another email address I could send you your credit report so you could check it out, and then, you can reach out to these people?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, my friend.
How long are you going to be there
today? Give me a couple more hours. You want to give me a call back?
Yeah, a couple. If not having a couple of hours, we'll
talk tomorrow.
Maybe call Ramon. I'll give you a phone number to call me. He's got one. You ready?
Yeah, what's he going to do, though?
He's my partner. He wants money. He wants to get paid, too.
Yeah, but I think that you're the guy that's going to have to deal with the credit stuff,
Yeah, he's trying to put me in charge for a little bit because I'm really down and out of it.
Gotcha.
I'm addicted to this fucking benzo, man. I've been taking it for 18 years since I got stuck in the elevator. Screwed my head up.
Jesus. Man, it just sounds like you're having a lot of bad luck.
I'm in my elevators and stuff, but I cannot handle carnival rides or anything kind of ride that locks you in,
Yeah. Yeah, I hear
you. Escape issues now. I got escape issues.
Hey, I'd like to get this credit report to you. Is there another email address that I can...
I'm going
to
fax it to you. You guys do a fax wrong?
Unfortunately, I can't fax anything.
All right. Okay, call him on. Just ship it to you and tell us we're done.
Okay, what's his number?
It's an easy one. You don't believe this number he's got. It's 650.
Okay.
678.
Okay.
2300.
Nice.
Yeah, that's like a professional number, man.
Totally. So I'm gonna give him a call, get his email address, and I'm gonna shoot over your credit report to him, and then you can check that out, see what's affecting it, and then try to start repairing that.
I didn't even call him real quick to do it right on the spot, right?
What's that?
I got a call. He was rooting for me, so I gave him some advice on the job, probably.
Okay, I'm gonna give Ramon a call right now, though.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Don.
Peace.
All right. Peace.